Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable and to our discussion with Sean Stone, the arts editor of Metroland, who joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. And here's a little bit of a hint. It has something to do with the music we just played. good morning.
Which would be fine, except that the line I was on, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, it was Jackson Browne.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, okay. And you know what? Take that off. That was a mistake in the club's listing.
Oh, really?
That's next week.
Right.
Potter will hear from me.
All right, we'll take that off.
Yeah.
So he's not at the Palace this week. He's at the Palace next week.
Yeah, the 14th.
All right. Well, there
All
you
right.
go. Well, that's great, because then we can play another song next week.
Exactly. We'll pretend this never happened.
Well, we've gotten off to a brilliant start. So what is going on?
I saw a Most Dangerous Man, a Most Wanted Man, which is the John Le Carré adaptation.
Yes.
And I have to say, John Le Carré, you know, must really be involved in the films based on his movies, because I don't think there's ever been a bad one.
No, they're pretty good, and they're so complicated and dense in print to be able to kind of figure them out in a cinematic form seems like a challenge. Yes, I agree.
And this one's terrific. It's directed by Anton Corbijn. It stars Philip Seymour Hoffman, Rachel McAdams, Robin Wright, Willem Dafoe. You know, it's one of those dense spy stories. It takes place in Hamburg, Germany. It's really tense. It's really well made. You can follow what's going on. It has that, you know, punch in the gut ending that you know is coming one way or the other.
Right.
You know, and it's really effective. I can't recommend it more highly.
All right. What else?
Oh, and this week at the Madison Theater, well, except for the night when they had the flooding. You remember that, you know, we had our Noah's
Seems
Ark.
Like only yesterday, yes.
Yeah. They've been showing a couple of Sergio Leone movies, and I saw Once Upon a Time in the West again on the big screen, which is, I would highly recommend that as an experience. Actually, the first time I saw that on the big screen was dubbed in French. But it's Sergio Leone, so you have no trouble following what's going on.
So
tonight's the last night. They're,
okay,
they're showing Once Upon a Time in the West and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So check it out. It's in Albany.
Also tonight, here's a good twofer.
Yeah, Sheila E. Live the Glamorous Life with Sheila E. at the Alive at 5 Rain Site under 787.
With,
there you go.
With Conehead Buddha.
With Conehead Buddha, which is, they've sort of gotten back together again for a few shows. I remember them from like 10 years ago when they were just a bunch of just out of high school kids with their band instruments. They're pretty awesome party band.
So Sheila E. and Conehead Buddha tonight, Alive at 5 at the Rain Site, under 787. That sounds very glamorous, doesn't it?
It does.
Under 787. Thursday, that's tonight. At 5 o'clock, appropriately enough. And then next.
And today, opening at the Mack Hayden Theater, Guys and Dolls, Frank Lesser's great musical based on the couple of Damon Runyon stories. It's just kind of irresistible. Then, it's a big week for the Philadelphia Orchestra at SPAC. I'll just run down it quickly. Tonight, Thursday, they're calling it Evening on the Rhine. I'm calling it German Night. It's with pianist Jeremy Denk. Tomorrow night, Friday, is an evening with Yo-Yo Ma. Saturday is the Cirque de la Symphonie, which is, you know, the beautiful orchestra music and the Cirque acrobats and the lights and all that. It should be great. And then Wednesday, the 13th, is Pops Night, and the theme is on Broadway. And the conductor from the New York Pops, I believe, is going to be with them and a bunch of guest vocalists.
Wonderful. That is the next couple of days for the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Then
we have the final production of the summer of Shakespeare in Lincoln Park. It's this sort of new theater experiment by the folks at Steamer No. 10. It's in Lincoln Park. It's up by the Sunshine School, which is sort of near where Delaware and Morton meet. And this is Friday night at 6 p.m. and Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m.
The complete works of Shakespeare, yes.
And then in Hudson, Michael Lindsay Hogg, who's a director, author, artist, sort of raconteur, Friday night he's going to be at Basilica Hudson, going to be screening his classic TV special, Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus from 1968, I believe, and he'll be signing his memoir. And then on Saturday night at the BCB Art Gallery in Hudson, it's an opening for an exhibit of his recent paintings and drawings called You Game, I'm Game. This guy's really interesting. He's the son of Geraldine Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And he's made all these films and videos with the Beatles and Wings and the Stones, and he has an interesting story to tell. It should be fun.
Really cool stuff, and that is happening in Hudson. On both Friday and Saturday. Okay, and then we move to back to Saratoga.
Yes, and sort of this is sort of filled in for the old Saratoga Chamber Music Festival. The Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center will be at the Spa Little Theater Monday and Tuesday. That's at 8 o'clock both nights. And then we've got a bunch of new movies.
One of them has been the movie that I have been looking forward to all summer long. And it's finally arrived. Yes, Boyhood.
I know. I remember when I first read that he was making this like 5 years ago, I thought, this is the craziest idea I've ever heard.
So like, Richard Linklater.
Yeah, he started 12 years ago making a film about this, you know, this kid from being a boy up to being a teenager. And every year they'd get to, you know, every couple of years they'd get together and film some scenes. Patricia Arquette plays his mother. Ethan Hawke is his father. And apparently, I have not seen a bad review of it.
No, it looks, I love the concept of it. I love the idea of it. And the fact that, you know, you're watching everyone grow it seems really cool and beautiful. I really can't wait to see it.
It's the kind of experiment you could never do, like if it was a big budget movie, because just for, you know, insurance purposes,
right,
they wouldn't do it, you know. And it's just so nice that you know, somebody took a gamble and let him do this.
And also the other great thing about it is of casting Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette, who arguably are really at the same place in their career now than they were 12 years ago.
Yeah.
You know,
more or less.
Like
more
a comfortable,
less, yeah,
good place. You know, it's. I just think it's interesting. It worked out very well. So that'll be playing at the Spectrum starting on Friday, and I guess at some other.
It's at Crossgates
as well.
Too.
It is at Crossgates. Okay,
got
great.
Hopes for this, yeah.
Excellent. All right.
And then we have a bunch of stuff. We got the 100-foot Journey, which is about an Indian family who opened up a restaurant across from Helen Mirren's French restaurant. The ads say executive producer Steven Spielberg and Oprah Winfrey, so depending on your taste, take that as an endorsement or a warning. we have Into the Storm, which seems to be Twister on steroids.
All right.
it just looks crazy. It looks like Sharknado.
And
I mean, it just looked nuts.
That's not to love. Okay.
And then we have Step Up All In, which is the latest in the seemingly never-ending Step Up dance series, in 3D. So they'll be, you know, dancing in your face. And then we have Michael Bay's reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which will probably, since it's Michael Bay, will have a lot of explosions.
Yeah, it will be very loud.
Yes, very loud.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
But I'm sure the kids will love it.
Yes, absolutely. It's a whole bunch of stuff going on, and it's all on the website. You can go to metroland.net, or you can, better yet, pick up a copy of Metroland, which is out and about. Sean Stone is the arts editor. Sean, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.